What's up? You are listening to the Dime C podcast. I know for all my fans out there, I've been missing in action. I apologize. I got really busy last weekend. Was Derby weekend. It was so lit. We had so many celebrities here last week, Derby week. Starting off with my first event was Derby Soundstage. That was on May the 3rd, and that was crazy. That was 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, and K. Michelle. Of course, K. Michelle performed first, then 2 Chainz, then Weezy, baby. It is May the 9th, though. I know, it's Wednesday. A whole week later, I'm recording. I apologize. Like I said, it will never happen again. Derby weekend just got a little bit crazy, and then I took an unexpected out-of-town trip. So that was Thursday. Friday, oh, and also Derby Soundstage was hosted by, I got to meet DJ Envy. That was pretty dope. Friday, I had to work a country concert, and excuse me if I forget the man's name. I don't listen to country music, and yes, I do work for iHeart, but I did forget his name. But 4th Street was sold out. I'm talking about completely. Everybody was, excuse my language, shit-faced, if I can say that. Everybody there. It was crazy. It was free beer. There was a VIP section, free food. It was crazy. That was a great turnout as well, and this was Friday. So my unexpected trip was me going to New Orleans to watch my brother play in the NBA playoffs against the Warriors. Now, it didn't end like we all quite wanted it to. They won Friday, which was great. And then they lost Sunday, and then they lost yesterday. But that's okay. Congratulations still to the Pelicans, because y'all had a damn good season. And I represent everybody on that team. I'm representing them. Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday. Big ups to y'all, because nobody thought y'all would even make it this far. And it's okay. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. But guess what? We're going to take this losing experience. We're going to learn from it. We're going to get better. We're going to come back better than ever next year. I'm not even worried about it. Steph Curry, Durant, they built that team off of just pure talent, okay? Durant came over, and then now, you know, they're just unstoppable in the West with everybody else on the team. So shout out to the Pelicans. Y'all still held it down for the city. At the end of the day, y'all still winners in my eyes. And the same with the Utah Jazz. They lost to the Houston Rockets last night. It's all right. We going to be all right, like Kendrick Lamar said. We going to be all right at the end of the day. So Houston advances. It will be Houston and the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. So stay tuned for that. Also, congratulations to Jordan Peele. He's coming out with another film in 2019. So stay tuned, you guys, because his last one, Get Out, that was the ish, man. I can watch that over and over and over again. Jordan Peele is a mastermind. He's an intelligent man. Congrats to him for coming out and revealing he has another movie coming, because we've been waiting. We've been waiting since Get Out first came out. And I wanted to talk about and get your opinion. Once again, you all listen to the Dime C podcast on Kanye West, his comment made last week. I know I'm late on that too, but I just wanted to get y'all's opinion to see what you thought. Kanye always saying controversial things. He doesn't always say the right things at the right time. And this is definitely not the right time for him to say something like, when TMZ interviewed him, he said that slavery was a choice. Pause. Okay, anybody that knows anything about history and slavery, who's read up, you know, we don't learn a whole lot. They don't want to tell you. Teachers don't want to inform you a whole lot on slavery. They just bring up Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, and they just try to maybe go over certain little details of it. But slavery was horrible, and I'm not trying to compare it to anything, the Holocaust, but it was pretty bad. And the fact that he would say that in a time that we're living in now, where people, well, black young men are being arrested in Starbucks for just sitting there meeting friends. That just happened not too long ago. 2 black men were arrested in a Starbucks just for sitting there, not doing anything to nobody, not harming anybody. Maybe probably just sitting in there using the Wi-Fi like everybody else does. Any other citizen can do when they go in there. But for some reason, we are demonized. Black men and women, we have this, I'm not even, stereotype, myth, that we all, I guess, maybe cause problems, that we're criminals, and that's not true. And unless you're black or minority, Mexican, you will not ever understand. Know that okay, to all my Caucasian people out there. You will never understand what it's like to live in America as a black man or a black woman because you don't experience what we experience. I said that in my last podcast. It is so absolutely true because we still deal with things today that's unheard of. We're followed around stores that the people would made people assume we can't afford. It's I can go on and on about the experience of living in America while black, but we take it day to day, and I just try to think positive. I have try to have positive thoughts in my mind because at any moment somebody can explode, and then all of a sudden we're the bad guy. It gets old though. It really gets old how the stereotypes are out here in this world today. So Eve had something to say in response of what Kanye said. She said she thought it was very disrespectful for him to even speak that. Coming from Kanye, everybody knows Chicago is not the greatest city to be in as far as crime wise. And he comes from the south side of Chicago. She couldn't understand why something like that could come out of his mouth. And he even raps about how his mother was arrested in the sit-ins. He's very educated in, I would say, African-American studies. Very educated, you can tell, because one of my favorite CDs of his, The College Dropout, that was one of my favorite CDs. And you know this man is conscious of what is going on in this world. So, yeah, for him to say that, for him to be so high up right now, because we know he's successful and he made it. But for him to say that, it is straight disrespect to any other living African-American in this world. Eve goes on to say that slavery is a fact. It is a part of our history. And she mentioned that we are still feeling the effects of slavery right now in our community, which is right. So your thoughts on that? My thought pretty much is I agree 100% with Eve. It is disrespectful. And if you know your history, you would know what our ancestors dealt with, being raped, being kidnapped, being stripped from their homeland and not being able to speak in their language, to be forced with Christianity. Yes, I said it, forced with the Bible, with false interpretations in that Bible, saying that blacks were made to be slaves and to, yeah, be indentured servants, as they say, to Caucasians. No. I'm sorry for the pausing because it's mind-blowing to me as I think about it and the things that I've read and what went on in the 50s and 60s and 40s. Hell, with all the killings and lynchings, all the torture and abuse that African-Americans had to deal with, it is very disrespectful. And what families had to deal with mentally. There's all type of mental disorders out here. Mental disorders in African Americans due to slavery. So, yeah, that kind of gets me on edge thinking about it. So Eve went on to say that for the people out here, y'all need to listen to young black men or whoever out here. Get a chance to listen to some Nas, Damian Marley, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. She just threw out some. These are very cautious, conscious men that know their history and know what's going on in this world if you want to be educated. Or, you know what, you can just pick up a book. There's plenty of books out there of that activists have written, male and female, that you can read upon and get the point of view of what was really going on. Years 60, 70, 80 years from today, and that's still going on. Kind of crazy. Well, I wanted to end off with my quote of the day from Angela Davis. She was a part of the Black Panther Party. She has some incredible books out. Do your research on her. Here's the quote. I'm no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I'm changing the things I cannot accept. Listen to that. I'm no longer accepting the things I cannot change, but I'm changing the things I cannot accept. Quote of the day by Angela Davis. You all listen to your girl Dime C podcast. I hope y'all have a wonderful hump day. Turn up, turn it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.